You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
At one time or another, most of us have experienced being left out of an experience or an event of some sort. You might be feeling that way right now, being left out of the experience of the Holy Mass. I remember going to Disneyland with my godchildren, and the youngest one could not get on the Matterhorn ride because she wasn't tall enough. She was very, very disappointed. She loved roller coasters. But not only was she left out, but also was her father, because he had to stay with his daughter. Growing up, we may have not been talented for the game, or maybe we were too young for a certain experience, or too inexperienced for a job. Our world today, and even back in King David's day, places much attention on the powerful, the beautiful, and the degreed. In other words, the emphasis is on the external. In our first reading, when Samuel went to seek out the Lord's chosen one in order to anoint him as king, Jesse does not even include his youngest son, David, who was left out in the fields, tending to the sheep. The lesson here is quite valuable, and the Lord doesn't mince words. He tells Samuel, "Do not judge from his appearance or from his lofty stature, because I have rejected him. Not as man sees does God see, because man sees the appearance, but the Lord looks into the heart." Yet, just a few lines later, David is described in his appearance. He was ruddy, a youth handsome to behold, and making a splendid appearance. It seems a bit confusing, the message before and this one, don't you think? Perhaps there's a bit of a parallel here with the temple. It was a magnificent building in appearance, but it was that which was at the heart of the temple that made it so. David's heart was after the Lord, regardless of his outward appearance. In our gospel, in which so much happens that there just isn't time during this short homily to get into all of it in depth, Christ, the light of the world, opens the eyes of a man born blind, allowing the man to experience life in a new and dramatic way with the restoration of sight. Here, the outward part of a man, his physical blindness, is cleared in a very dramatic way. In this significant reference to our sacramental life, the blindness is cured by physical action, and the man born blind washes in the pool of Siloam. Of course, we see the washing as a foreshadowing of the baptism for us, and the physical action of Jesus making the paste and smearing it on the man's eyes is a type of anointing, which is also part of the baptismal rite. Note that special mention is made of the meaning of the word Siloam. It is sent, and this is what our baptism calls us to do, to be sent into the world, to bring others to Christ. The other type of blindness that is purposefully on display in the gospel is the blindness of the Pharisees. This isn't a physical blindness, but it's a twofold spiritual blindness. The Pharisees don't celebrate the miracle or the one who performed it, but are most concerned about when the miracle happened, on the Sabbath. The man born blind tried to help them reorient their thinking. He said, "It is unheard of that anyone ever opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he would not be able to do anything." But the Pharisees cannot see, or maybe they don't want to see, who Jesus really is, as that would certainly change everything for them. But not only can the Pharisees not see this, perhaps what is worse is they cannot see that they cannot see. It works that way for us at times. Even those of us who think we are good Christians can be limited in our perception of God's presence with us. Not only do we need God to open for us to see where God is present in our daily experiences and how we can love Him and serve Him, we need God to open our understanding of His teachings and our understanding of morality, where we sometimes want to rationalize our actions or pretend the teachings of Christ do not apply to our modern humanity. The Pharisees needed humility to understand this, and so do we. It takes humility and an openness to be willing to be able to change the movement of God's great grace. Grace that we get through reception of the sacraments. It is His grace that penetrates our stubbornness and selfishness and illumines our mind and heart to see clearly the way to be our best selves and being in intimate communion with God. Jesus delivered humanity from the clutches of darkness by His death and resurrection. Through the sacraments, we experience the power of His great mystery at work in our lives. In the Lord, and through our baptism, we are in the light. We are called, as Paul says, to abandon the works of darkness, exposing them to the lies that they are. Even though access to the Eucharist has been temporarily denied in this time of heightened awareness of health issues, we haven't been denied the grace of our baptism. Once we have experienced the light of Christ, that light makes us a beacon of hope for others. The light of Christ shines in the words and actions and prayerful thoughts of His disciples in this world. That's you and me. People can see that we live differently because we have hope in Christ's light and His saving love. Others may ask why we are hopeful in sorrow, why we have certain moral standards, and why we are kind in the face of insult. And we can tell them that we have hope and that we live in the light of Christ.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.